Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's very fearful. For a guy that's been put as the main character, he goes around and he's just like... like he's getting into a bath. Like he's just...
How refreshing is it to play a game where the main character is just a coward?
It's phenomenal.
Because every other game, it's just like, you know, I served 17 years in the Navy SEALs. I'm an ex-Marine. There's nothing that's really going to scare me. This mansion looks a little bit strange, but... We've got this.
Warning, the following podcast is intended for immature dads only. Listener discretion is advised. This is Dad's Game Review, the most casual hardcore gamers around. Reviews and news from every platform. We waste our time so you don't have to.
What's up, kids? Welcome to another level of Dad's Game Review. We are up to level 49, which is the age that I was a couple of days ago, John.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, I'm Paul Scolacci, and I'm joined by my...
John Everson.
There you go. And today, we are talking about Luigi Mansion 3. A little behind the times, I guess, on this one.
Oh, you mean because we didn't play the first two?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
well, it's also a slightly older game.
Potato, tomato, whatever you want to say.
Man, so this game was released by Nintendo for the Nintendo Switch.
This is an easy one because we have to look it up.
It is
14 indie devs that we have to talk about.
It was made by like a Finnish guy with like an orange beard.
It's not by Og Div. Yeah. Or anything like that, Ludadiv, or whatever IKEA furniture you want to put
in. Right, my name is Dieter Kortersen, and I have made a game. It is about an Italian who has been trapped inside of a mansion, but it is also about his burgeoning, changing sexuality,
right,
and a political commentary on 1950s Finland. It's not an indie game.
No, it's not. It's by Nintendo Corp. It's a Nintendo property. I was hoping that there would be voices in this, John, but there was no voices. They didn't have time for voices.
They had some time.
Yeah.
There's a button you can press where...
They took the staple sounds from Mario, Luigi, and everybody else. Let's go!
Mm-hmm.
And just threw them in there. They couldn't take any more time.
Did you push those buttons? There's buttons all, on the D-pad on the left-hand side. Where
right.
It just goes, Mario... Mario. It's so good. I don't know why that mechanic exists. Maybe I have to get further. But basically, you can just have him creepily ask if Mario's around. He's like, Mario. I am not making this up. This is an actual mechanic.
I have to look at this now.
Mario. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
So what's this game about, Paul?
So basically, you are in a mansion that's haunted.
That's right.
Very comically, I might add. Not haunted in a way that you would watch Ghost Adventures and freak out and pee your pants. Haunted in a way that it's very comical, and these ghosts mean no malice whatsoever other than to capture you for whatever reason. Sometimes you have to think, what's the intent? What's in it for these people to actually trap you?
Actually, they do establish it at the beginning, Paul.
Yeah.
Not to be that guy. But, you're lured into the mansion because...
You're given this house or something.
It's a hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're lured there because...
Very Disney-esque.
This person who runs it is actually a ghost, and she has teamed up with King Boo...
Oh, yeah.
Who, I guess, was a villain in the previous games, and now he wants revenge.
Well,
and
of course he's in... what was he in? He was in all the Marios.
Yeah, yeah. So he's in the...
He had a name until this game, actually.
Right, and King Boo's it's payback time. He's trapped everybody, and by everybody, it's Mario, Peach, Toad.
Yeah.
All in picture frames. and you're the last one that he needs to take.
You complete the puzzle. You're the missing link in all of this.
And so it has all of the tropes of a horror game. I mean, it really is, you know, it's not that different from like an Alan Wake or the Resident Evil game we played.
All roads lead to Alan Wake.
Yeah. But I mean, it is like the Resident Evil game too, or sometimes you just have to run, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's so funny because like, it's not like Resident Evil at all.
Right, right.
And so, you know, but it would be funny that if it was, it was just like, oh boy, it's like Mario, yeah, Mario, he's coming for me.
He's very fearful. For a guy that's been put as the main character, he goes around and he's just like, like he's getting into a bath. Like he's just...
How refreshing is it to play a game where the main character is just a coward?
It's phenomenal.
Because every other game, it's just like, you know, I served 17 years in the Navy SEALs. I'm an ex-Marine. There's nothing that's really going to scare me. This mansion looks a little bit strange, but we've
I
got
think I
this.
Can pull it off. Yeah.
Right, he's got like 18 different sub-weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, well, these are grappling hooks, but they're also spikes that are guns.
It's funny when it comes across to me that people are scared. I have a friend of mine. He's done 3 tours in Afghanistan. He's a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, tall, everything like that. I tell you, you invite him to a children's water park. He's like, nah, 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 nah. He gets sick. The whole house shuts down. He doesn't come over.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't want you over. Like, it's just, it's unbelievable to me. I call him the toughest pussy I've ever known.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because he shuts down. I think, remember when I told you before, you said, have you ever been to a, what was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, and I said, I just decided to pay a 5-year-old to put
yes,
in my mouth.
That's right.
You know, because that's all it is. But
that's all it is, folks. That's game review guarantee. $5. That's the price.
$5 to just pay a kid to pee in my mouth. That's the water park experience.
That's
right
gonna. Gosh, you know what? That's not gonna hold up well in court in a few years. It's like now in episode 49. I'm sorry, level 49.
Yeah. Level?
Didn't you? did you say the following? Well, you need to play the whole thing back in context.
Yeah, it's in context. You have to read it.
This is the first Luigi's Mansion review that has peeing in your mouth as part of the audio in it.
It is safe. It's safe. I swear.
Yeah.
Kids can listen to it.
Yeah.
But
it's just that you go to the pool and you know people think they can just get away with. You know, doing stuff.
There's only so many times you could tell yourself there's enough chlorine in here to kill everybody.
Oh, I mean, there's got to be enough chlorine, right? There's got to be enough.
Almost like that Simpsons episode where his pool, Homer Simpson's pool he put in the backyard started to turn green.
Yeah.
And then his friend Lenny was like, Homer, you got to put chlorine. And he's like, chlorine, huh? And then the next scene just opens with, my eyes, it burns. It's
just. Gotta say, man, you're Homer Simpson. Really darn good.
Yeah, do you think so?
You got, because you got like that, it's kind of almost like a bassoon the way he talks. And it's just.
Maybe it's how fat I am.
Well, I mean, it's also an Italian guy who does the voice of Homer, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dan, he does like everybody, though.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, he's
yeah, this may be apocryphal. Unlike the peeing in your mouth
yeah,
for $5,
yeah, yeah.
That's completely factual.
Shut up, Flanders.
Anyway, stupid, so, sexy Flanders.
Stupid, sexy Flanders. Like, I'm wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Luigi is an absolute coward. So like he opens up all the doors and like just like a thing springs out. He's like,
yeah.
Ah no, ah no.
As much crap as we're giving this, this game is phenomenal. But that's how you know we love it. You know, like almost like a family member who constantly gets teased. It's love.
It
that's
is
how you
love.
Know we love you.
It is love. This is a game where you feel comfortable ragging on it in kind of a playful way.
Right, right. That's how you know I love you. I degrade you morally.
It's definitely one of the finer ones that we've played. And, you know, we talked about Stray a few weeks ago, Paul. And I got to tell you, there is something that this game does very well that Stray doesn't do well.
Okay.
And that is they give you a little bit of the mechanics a piece at a time. Do you know what
yeah.
I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, they do. And as many, like, I have to admit that as much as I rag on Nintendo, They really ease you into the mechanics of how to do something. To the point now where I play it. Now, I'm not very far because I'm a dad and busy. But I did get to the part where the baby-toothed professor who keeps talking that he's so great.
Yeah.
You just want to, like, punch him. Like, yeah. You're freaking amazing. Where he gives you the goo to turn into Gooigi.
Yeah.
Which is quite fun, but it amazes me at how seamless you can play the game. And then when you play it, it's like it's almost second nature. Mm-hmm, it rolls off your fingers, like even later when you have to do a certain move that he taught you how to do. And it still works. And you're just kind of like, oh, right. You're not going, how did I do that? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, you're like, oh, what did I do? Like, certain other games, like other mechanics. I won't say their name, but they rhyme with Uphead. Where the mechanics get a little insane and hard.
Yeah, there's a phenomenon I call, I think I've talked about it on the show, but have you ever heard of, have I talked to you about level 2 syndrome?
No.
Okay, you play a game.
Do tell, doctor.
You get into level 1, you play the game, you do fine.
Right.
Level 2, they throw a monkey wrench at you because they add a mechanic that they haven't properly taught you.
Right.
And you just completely fail because the difficulty has ramped up too hard because they've added too much stuff at once.
Oh.
And
that's interesting.
So, like, Stray, I think, is a case where it falls into a little bit of level 2 syndrome because it's like, all right, I'm a cat, I can jump around, and then it's like, here's a robot drone, and he can take photos, and he can do this, and he can talk to these people. And it's a massive amount of things they throw at you.
Right.
Before, it was just like an exploration game, very simple, and then it's like, no, it's a bunch of other things, too! And I knew, going into this game, I knew about Gooigi, I knew that was an element, I knew that you have a vacuum to suck up ghosts.
Yeah.
The game doesn't give you those things until a little bit into the game. Like, they just show you, like, they're teaching you to walk.
Like you said, you're just at the first time you're going in, everything is you going, okay. Mm-hmm. Either he's having sex with a ghost.
That's right.
Or he's stepping into a hotbed.
Just take it easy. I'm just.
I found it comical in certain aspects where certain things, like King Boo, was chained up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's put all of our things aside. Let's talk about the reality of manifestations, okay?
This is the part where Paul talks about how he was spoiled by Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I was...
And, you know, Breaking Bad's a really good show, and when they put the chain on...
You can't chain a ghost.
Well, it's probably like some kind of, like, ectoplasmic chain. You know what I mean? You gotta suspend disbelief. There's also dudes that look like mushroom head dudes. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Established at the beginning of the game.
But you always gotta think of, like, the intention of the prosecutors in the game. Of the protagonists. The protagonists.
We're not on trial yet.
No. The protagonist of the game, you got to think, what's in it for them? Like, when I talk to my... It's like talking to my mom, where she's talking to me about Trump, and she's like, he's putting kids in cages and everything. And you're like, okay, let's stop for a second. What does he gain by doing this? What happens? That's my thing. What does the enemy gain by doing this to you other than for funsies? Like,
yeah.
I guess they got nothing else to do. There's no... you're broke. You're a plumber from Brooklyn. You don't
That's right.
make this kind of money. Well, now they do. But, you know...
Right.
But, you know, you get a good steam fitter. You know, local one. Uh-huh. And, you know, they're making a good cent. But, you know, like, what is her... What is it? What does she get from this?
Like, the hotel owner?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we have to play through the game. Maybe, like, all of her...
We have to first pretend that ghosts are real.
Yes, yes. Maybe it's all like, well, you know, 13 years ago, I, blah, 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 I had a, that's such a phoned-in riff.
Which I'm fine with, because I took a picture of a ghost once. But that's a whole other podcast.
Yes, it's our ghost hunting podcast that we need to get off the ground.
And it was totally by accident. Anyway, I digress.
So you got you have some issues with the plot. But they're middling.
It gets a pass because it's Nintendo. Like, yeah. There's no Nintendo just goes off on La La Land and they just go, everything's normal. Completely normal.
Everything's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, you step on top of a pipe and you just swish down it with no regard to what might be on the other side. You know?
The thing is, this game does everything so confidently, so seamlessly.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you get, like, because I'm still a little bit shell-shocked from Stray, where it just kind of rug-pulled me, and it's just like, hey, we're going to add a whole bunch of mechanics now. Just deal with it.
Right.
And I kind of hate that, because it's like, I'm not going to appreciate this because you didn't take your time with it. But this game, I mean, in some ways, and this could be a negative too, it handholds you and says, no, you're not going to the third floor yet. You're coming back to the basement so I can teach you something else.
That's the thing. I've been dying to go to the fifth floor this whole game, but I've been collecting buttons up until, but they just like... You know what? That's the other thing that bothers me. You know what grinds my gears?
Well, tell me.
This baby-faced professor.
Professor Egad is his name.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know where he gets his credentials. Maybe he's on top of a dry cleaner.
Yeah.
Or wherever. But he bugs you through the whole game. Mario. Oh, don't get me started on they don't even talk. Like, they couldn't spend the time to give this guy a voice. It's just...
That's an artistic choice.
First, you're forced to read, which is not something I do. You're forced to read, but he bugs you the entire time you're trying to complete a mission. I'm a treasure hunter, John. I like to hunt for crap that means nothing to me other than in game form. So when I'm going around, I'm finding these useless bills that I can't use them on anything so far. I have like 10,000 gold, whatever, just in bills and coins. I haven't gotten to a part where I could spend it yet.
But, yep.
But he's there in a little bubble, saying, Luigi, what are you doing? Get my briefcase. Luigi, what are you doing? That's the wrong way. Luigi. And it's like, you know what? If I wanted a nag, I would have brought my mother with me. Into the game to follow me around and tell me what to do. Other than that, leave me alone. It'll get done. I promise. So I got nothing else to do.
When Luigi joins, you can then play the game as co-op.
Right.
And I'm playing the game, and I'm exploring every nook and cranny, and I'm like, oh, look, there's a secret room. We can get a gem in here.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Egad is just like, can you please hurry up?
Yeah.
And my daughter's like, he's getting mad at you. I'm like, I don't care.
What has he got... What's his problem?
Like he's gonna have to wait for me. He's hiding in his little stupid lab. I'm getting it done. I'm gonna climb up this gym. I'm gonna do the puzzle. I'm going to get the extra thing.
He will like it, damn it.
Yeah.
Just he needs the backup.
Sorry, I'm getting so upset.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. You all disgust me. Way to go, Nintendo. But at the same time, the game is genius. I don't know why it is. It just rolls off my tongue. The game is... Maybe it's because it's so fun to play that you just look over all these things. And it's just hilarious. Maybe it's that Ghostbusters is my favorite movie of all time.
Yes.
1984, not the woman one. That doesn't count. But I digress.
There's something... It's really, it's just charming.
That's what it is. That's the word. It's charming.
I love going in the elevator, and then you have to wait as the elevator goes to the next floor, and I just love running around and just watching Luigi's little running around mechanic where he goes, tick, 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 tick. It's so cute. It's really, it's adorable. And, it is. Like, I was going to ask you, like, I don't even really know what genre this game is. I was like, it's not survival horror.
It's not shock horror.
Yeah.
I mean, it is for Luigi.
Yeah.
Every time he touches something,
Yeah. Like Luigi Mansion 4, it's just like rated M. It's like Nintendo goes there.
Just like Luigi and Outlast. Like together again.
Like Egad's just like cursing like a sailor. He's like, you get your effing blanking butt over here, you know?
Egad becomes the Crypt Keeper. The HBO, just like Tales from the Crypt. Just like, meh. Just like this Grover thing that didn't eat well its whole life. This Grover Muppet.
Yeah.
He was the Crypt Keeper, right? Oh, man, I'm dating myself.
Yeah, I mean, the Crypt Keeper, very scary looking. But, yeah, I could imagine EGAD kind of going that route.
Yeah, I mean, he's annoying.
You know, and a big win also, I don't know if you noticed this, but it's really hard to get into the women's bathrooms in this game. I think that was nice. Yeah, like they always...
Well, you
like,
just pull it, you just suck it up. With your plunger mechanic?
No, they close them off. You can only go in as Gooigi, you know, and you know goo, it's just goo. You know what I mean? So
like
it
sounds like a mixture, like some type of '80s boob flick, you know, with like Tony Danza.
Gooigi?
Yeah, just like, oh, I could do it now, Angela. I could get in there and I could see her naked.
That is totally a Who's the Boss episode.
Yeah, it sounds like a real.
Angela, no, it wasn't me. It was Gooigi. He doesn't know. He doesn't. I didn't see anything. It was Gooigi.
Yeah, he saw it all.
He's in my backpack. It's fine. Right. He doesn't. He's not going to say a thing.
He has a mind of his own. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, that would be fun of just like them and like hanging out together, and it's just like, oh man, I gotta go to this date, but I also have the fundraiser. Yeah. It's like, why don't you use Gooigi? You know, and like he's like, oh Gooigi, you gotta do the date, okay?
80s pizza montage. Mm-hmm. Just
Let's see. I got to the part where you actually spend money. Okay. And it's fine.
What do you spend money on?
You get like you can get something that like helps you find other booze.
Okay.
So not
other
not other ghosts,
I
not
think
like
booze.
Yeah.
Like a you could pick up some Jack?
Yeah, the professor's like, look, we've had a long night. This will help you find booze. Oh, you mean the ghost? No, I don't. I actually mean alcohol. I'm just really stressed out and
you can buy the Johnny Walker Red.
You know, it's just all the stress. I'm medicating, you know, in a way that's probably not healthy. But you know what? I can't get off of it, Luigi.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand. I have a lot of fears, so I know what you mean.
Didn't you hear the fear?
Yeah, it's really just sweet and charming and unique, and you don't have to play like the first two games. It's not like, oh, if you haven't played the first two, you're not going to get Luigi's Mansion 3.
That's the thing. I picked it up thinking to myself there was going to be a lot of holes that I was ready to complain about that I was not going to understand. But it's like they do it like they do everything else in Mario, is that they make it as if you never played a Mario before.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you know, if you play Super Mario 2, which, unfortunately, if you're forced to, you...
I'm looking at Paul incredulously. Where is he going with this?
Well, you know, let's admit, it's probably the worst of the Mario.
Super Mario 2? It's the Temple of Doom of the Marios. It's not the Crystal Skull. It's just different.
It's
just different.
Okay, fine.
We need to respect each other's differences, Paul. You know, look.
Let's live in this bizarre world for a moment.
I'm not saying it's the best one. I think the first one is probably the worst one, actually. I think the second and the third one.
Are you kidding me?
Regular Super Mario Brothers 1.
Well, what are you basing that on, though?
I'm basing it on the original NES releases of the game series.
Yeah, but that's the classic. That's the one that started it all.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the best one.
And it was the exact version that was in the arcade.
Yes. I know this is getting contentious, folks, but I would argue that Super Mario Brothers 3, the Return of the Jedi of the series.
It's the best one. The third one.
Yeah.
I mean, let's forget that they even made Super Mario Odyssey. For a second.
You didn't like that?
No, it was garbage.
What did you not like about Super Mario Odyssey?
It was 3D. It was, like, hard to maneuver.
Yeah.
You couldn't line anything up. You know, like, they could have taken a playbook out of the game Stray. Just, like, gave it so that you didn't have to point and angle yourself up to every little thing. Every planet. You had to, like, figure it out. And you could die. You could die. Mm.
Are you talking about Odyssey or are you talking about Galaxy?
Maybe Galaxy.
Because Galaxy is the one with the planets. Odyssey is the one where he's in the airship with the hat for the Switch.
Oh. No, for the Wii.
Okay, that's Galaxy. That's Galaxy. Galaxy, yeah.
No, sorry.
Galaxy's, yeah, no, it's okay. I forgive you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but Galaxy was,
All right.
It didn't float my boat.
Yeah, I mean, what were we talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about the original. We were talking about the Mario franchise.
Yeah. So you don't have to play any of the other two to get into the swing of this, which I love. Everything about this game is just one. We don't even have a good, bad, and ugly for this. I have a good, great, and awesome for this.
All right, you can do your good, great, and awesome. I have a bad and an ugly though, because because I'm a purist, Paul. I'm a staunch traditionalist, and I follow the values of Dad's Game Review, which has good, bad, and ugly, and sometimes we rate things according to ties.
Well,
occasionally.
I guess. I mean, it's not anything that I hate, so. All right, well, this is the segment, the part of the podcast, where we go over the good, the bad, and the ugly of a game. And like I said, I do not have a good, bad, and ugly. I have a great, awesome, and fantastic of this game.
All right, what's your great, Paul?
So my great is the game itself. It's just great. You know, I can't go over how great this game is. All right, so let me do this for real. The good of this game, that's all the energy I have.
Thank you for really committing to the bit.
Yeah, that's about it. You got 30 seconds of that bit. No, the good is that this game, like I said, you can play three and not have to play two and one. And it's good. You're good. I love the mechanics. I love everything about this game. I love the graphics. I love the easy play feel. I love that it's just like so. You can learn something, and then them not talk about it for, like, two levels, and then when you go back to it and you need that, it just comes as second nature into your fingers. Now, you're going to have to mark this podcast and this date and time, because I do not praise Nintendo often. I know you may not know this or not, but I don't like to talk about myself, but maybe just this once.
Okay, I'll allow it.
All right, so just this one. I mean, you know, I'm not a big, big fan of Nintendo. I mean, I've said this multiple times in the past. They've been just regurgitating the same characters for the past 40 years and making billions, John, off of this. So I do not praise them often. But however, this game just surpasses. You know what it was? It surprised me. And it surpassed anything that I thought it was going to be, which was lame. Like every other Nintendo game outside of the other staples that they make. You know, I mean, they could have came up with an F-Zero, maybe. You know, it's only been 40 years since that came out. But they stick to the Super Smash and the Super Mario, which, by the way, how many times can Princess Peach get stolen in one generation? Like, why? Why?
Yeah.
I would be locking her up. Or I'd just be like, you're on your own, babe. I'm done. You know I got work to do, right? Like, I'm in school. I'm trying to get out of plumbing. And you're just constantly getting lost or stolen.
I have to take a night classes because everybody wants me to work.
By this mythical beast that seems to be my friend in cartoons, but isn't in real life. I don't know. It's all confusing. But anyway, I love the game. The bad is, I will have a bad for this. The bad is the mechanics. The game mechanics.
Oh, but what about my good? I guess you covered all the good because you said everything was great.
I'm away with myself.
It's okay. It's okay. My good is in addition to everything that you said, Paul, I agree. It's the co-op mode is really fun, and you can kind of work together to solve puzzles. There's a whole multiplayer thing that I didn't really play that much, but the co-op is really, really fun. Right. And it's being able to team up with my daughter. I think I teased this when we were teasing up this game. Really, really nice to be able to play this with my kids. Yeah. So that's a real big good. All right. Okay. I've said my bit. You can go back to the bad.
My only bad, to be honest with you, my only bad is the mechanics of the game. Like, I don't know if you experienced this on the Switch, but at times it was hard to line things up.
Yes.
It was a little like, like there was like a little like part where you were either like it just the thumbsticks were a little off in the regards of like you couldn't line up at all times like the
there's like the little sensor where you look for invisible things.
Right. When you're playing Like, when you're playing a first-person shooter, this might not be fair, but when you're playing a first-person shooter, and the right stick is to move, I'm sorry, the
left stick's
stick
to move,
the right stick is to aim,
mm-hmm.
and it moves your whole sight vision with it. This one, I often found myself pointing in the wrong direction and just holding the right stick down until I got into the position, you know, creating like a circle for myself, just like going around in a circle until I got to where I wanted it to be, and then trying to hold it there.
Did you try to, you know, you can also pivot it with the, you can use your hands.
I just realized that last night.
Okay.
Sad to say. Which is interesting. I wonder if I turn that off. I'm sure there's got
to
be an option.
It didn't help me, to be honest.
Really?
Because it only does it like within a certain range. It's a little clunky. It's the clunkiest part of it where like I can't aim properly. And in boss battles, it's kind of essential to be able to aim right.
Right.
It's actually the only thing that makes the game kind of challenging. The game is I guess if I had to give it a bad, it's a little bit
clunky.
Plunky?
Clunky.
Oh, the controls are clunky. Yeah.
In that regard.
And the game, I mean, for all the fact that it does such a good job of teaching you, it also does handhold you a little bit.
I'm going to mix the bad and the good in this one, and I'm going to say that even though the controls are clunky and you're a little like all over the place, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's a fun kind of clunky where like the gold coins spill out of every area, but you could just go around and just like go in circles and suck it up, and it's kind of like, oh yeah, it doesn't get precise, it's like, yeah, you can pick these up, you don't have to,
yeah,
you can pick these up if you want, you know, like that type of thing, and you just go around and you suck them all up. After a while you get used to the controls and you get used to the feel. Other than that, let me see. Do you have an ugly? Because
I'm at that point like where you're at the restaurant and the waiter's there.
Yeah.
He's asking to look at the menu, and you're like, no, you can go first while I hastily think of an ugly for this game. how about we just do drinks? We'll just do appetizers right now. I need some more time to think.
Like when you're at Cheesecake Factory, and you got to go through that 40-page menu.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know.
Do you want to do the Mexican egg rolls? Those look good.
Do you want appetizers? Because there's like 40 pages of appetizers here.
But they're going to give us bread.
Get to the main course.
They're going to give us bread. They're going to give us bread, so why don't we hold off?
Get the water. In case we don't decide, we can play like we're sick and get out.
The ugly is, it's minor things. I mean, they're obviously obscuring the loading times with the elevator.
That's things like that. Yeah.
But it's like nitpicks. And that's right. The best uglies I can give you.
Yeah, that was the ugly that, if we can retro for a second, back to Cuphead from last week. The ugly is the load times. Like, Cuphead's load times were ugly. Like, they were like, are we playing? What's going on? I'm just looking at a scratched-up screen here. Like, the little time clock, ancient time sand clock in the corner.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's going on? What are we doing here, you know? While it's seconds, and we're complaining to somebody from Uganda about appetizers. I know. But it's... It's
the Ugandan Dad's Game Review people are just dropped off now.
Like, no. You're thinking about the meal we eat before we eat.
Oh, my God.
You're talking about the meal after we eat.
Oh, Lord. What are we talking about?
Loading times.
Oh, yes.
We're complaining about loading times because we're wealthy and white.
Yes, that's right.
Or Americans.
I mean, I can mix the ugly with the good and says, well, it gives me more time to look at my phone. And check my tweets.
I tend to usually stare at the screen and just go, what's going on? Because I don't have enough things to complain about, right?
I think I think the other bad or ugly that we could talk about is that I think you were expecting a little bit more of a vocal performance. Would you classify that as a bad or ugly?
Definitely ugly. Definitely the bing, 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 bing was not the words that I was looking for. They seemed to put in the staple sounds from every other Mario into the game, because they couldn't possibly be bothered by putting in actual sounds for words other than "let's go," and just they had to grab it from the other Mario games. Like, they couldn't, you know, like Luigi has not earned that respect.
Are you excited? Complete subject change. About whenever they do the video game adaptation of this new Mario movie. Because they're going to have Chris Pratt be the voice of Mario.
I can't believe that there's a Mario movie.
Hey, Luigi, hurry. We need to get to these pipes. We don't have much time. Mario, I know, but my leg. Hurry, we don't have much time. Let's go, hurry. Like, is that what you want? Which is like, hey, King Boo, he's
gotta,
back.
Yeah, dude, Luigi's got to be played by Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
Yo. He's be like, yo, what up, bitch?
Yo, we get. What do you mean? What do you mean, goo? I mean, what are we?
I'm working on the goo here.
Luigi, listen to me.
And Peach has to be Ruth from Ozarks. Yeah, just like.
I do like the idea of Breaking Bad with EGAD as Walter White. It's like, Luigi, listen to me. We need to get the green goo in your vacuum. You understand?
Do it. Go. They're gonna kill you.
I don't know. I'm looking like I feel like I'm in a danger. Listen to me. I am the danger.
Oh my goodness.
It's a good game, kids. I recommend it for really all ages.
I never thought I would say that about a Nintendo property ever, but I think it's a great game. I mean,
Yeah. I mean, I liked Metroid Dread when we reviewed that a while back. And
yeah, that was a good game. It was just hard, but it's not, now that I think about it, it's not as hard as Cuphead.
No, not as hard as Cuphead.
But I did enjoy Metroid Dread a lot. But this game, I enjoy. I'm going to play this again. This gets like 9 dad ties out of 10.
Yeah, honestly, this game is a lot more accessible than Metroid Dread was. I think both games, following the Nintendo pedigree, do a very good job of sort of scaling you up, getting you accustomed to all the mechanics.
Right.
Luigi's Mansion, just it's a little bit more casual. It's light. It's fun. It doesn't take itself seriously. And honestly, I like low stakes adventures, and this is really fun.
Yeah, definitely. It's not like you could just keep playing it at the same place. There's no rush. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, there's such a learning curve. But they make it so fun that you don't mind.
Yeah.
You know? But what are we doing next week, speaking of fun things to play with?
Well, next week, we're going to be playing with ourselves and the Steam Deck, the new handheld machine.
This little case here with the Scion logo on the top?
That's right. My Steam Deck finally arrived, and it didn't get stolen off my front porch. So that was a big win. That would have been my ugly. So we will talk about the Steam Deck in more depth.
Did they go into any R&D here? I just noticed that it does look like the Scion logo. The creators of Myst?
Maybe a little bit. I mean,
your case. On the top of the case. It's got the C with the ball in it.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Rand brothers like... privy to this? Did they go, hey, you know, that kind of looks like our logo?
Well, what I read was that...
looks exactly like our logo.
So I read about this and... Oh, my dog is barking.
The dog is alerted. He doesn't like my comments.
My dog is actually a lawyer for the Rand brothers who created Myst, which is why this is happening.
He's bringing it in. He's reeling it in.
I read in Kotaku the other day that Gabe Newell, who's the president of Valve or whatever, he actually trapped them in red and blue pages, which allowed him to be able to use this logo.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing next week, kids. So make sure you join us next week when we talk more about this awesome machine that I got a chance to play with and use.
Well, I'm going to go feed my dog, Paul.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, you go take him away.
Take him away!
See you next week, kids.
See ya, bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.